In Germany, echoes of past wrongs are felt in Berlin's vibrant art scene. The theater troupe Romba Zomba interprets and adapts classic stories like Medea or Kafka's Metamorphosis. Performances feature daring costumes, modern music, edgy choreography, and no shortage of sex and violence. What are most surprising, though, are the actors. Almost all are mentally disabled. From Berlin, Susan Stone reports.
Romba Zomba is not feel-good theater, it's more like feel-weird theater. Take, for example, the recent staging of George Buchner's 1838 social critique, Woyzeck. It's about an impoverished soldier who is everyone's stooge. Murder, madness, and manipulation are the themes. It's not a play for beginners, though it can be funny. The actor playing anti-hero Woyzeck is running around the stage trying to convince audience members to eat a can of peas for him. He gets no takers. Then he's caught by a frightening doctor.
Woyzeck, denk an den Vertrag.
The doctor reminds Woyzeck of the contract he signed, binding him to a series of bizarre medical experiments. Eventually, Woyzeck goes mad and murders his wife. The theater seats are set up in a ring, with the open floor space becoming the stage, at times a little too close for comfort. Blurring the borders between audience and actors, between what's seen as acceptable behavior and not, is exactly what theater director Klaus Erfurt had in mind when he chose to stage this particular play.
What was clear to me from the start was that our actors could give this play a special sense, because there's so much in the play that was taboo at the time it was written, but also is today, the whole question of bodily love with another. They like to play this because it's part of their deepest desires, to have a husband, to be able to go to bed with a man, to have relevance, to have warmth.
Seeing people with Down syndrome or cognitive disabilities in wild makeup acting in funny and disturbing scenes raises the question of whether the actors might be exploited. Until you talk to some of them. Hannes Janke, who is 45, has been acting with the company since 1994. He survived a brain tumor as a child, which left him with severe epilepsy and diminished his mental capabilities. With some work, he memorizes lines and performs on stage. He says Romba Zomba is an important part of his life.
Dieses Theater ist für mich alles.
This theater for me is everything. I would definitely miss something if this theater lost its funding and disappeared. We mentally disabled people find something here in this theater. Without this theater, we would be sitting on the street. We are attached to this theater with body and soul. It's our theater, and we are proud of this theater.
Romba Zomba's plays can be long. The performance is inconsistent and intense, and sometimes the actors are hard to understand. Audience members often sneak out. Perhaps it's the loud music, the experimental staging, or scenes of bloodshed, simulated orgy, or birth. Or maybe seeing disabled actors in these roles makes people uncomfortable, because it's not what they're used to seeing on stage.
I think the first and most important thing to say about Romba Zomba is that this is good theater.
Warren Rosenblum is an expert in modern German history. He sees references in Romba Zomba's work to Germany's grim history under National Socialism, when it's estimated that hundreds of thousands of disabled people were considered worthless and killed. Last month brought a grim reminder of this. A mass grave was found in western Germany. The bodies are thought to include disabled children and adults killed during the Nazi era. It's hard to hide from this history in Germany. But it's also hard to face it.
What Romba Zomba does is they address that history. I think it would be a jolting theater in any environment. It's the kind of theater that at points can really make you squirm, and certainly it's theater that makes you think. But it's especially poignant in the context of Germany because of this history.
Issues like eugenics, cloning, and a future full of designer babies can be found in the Romba Zomba play Mongopolis. In one funny yet chilling scene, couples in a doctor's waiting room are eager to trade in their flawed babies for better ones. I didn't like the color. Too expensive. Not what was expected. One actor turns and demands of the audience, "Are you satisfied with your children?" It's a question that's close to home for Romba Zomba co-director Gisela Hoene, who wrote the play. She and Klaus Erfurt have a child with Down syndrome who acts with the company. He was born in East Germany in 1976, when there was no support for his parents and no education for children like him. Today, things are better for people with disabilities, but the directors and actors are aware that these tensions still exist in German society. Höhne thinks back to the group's rehearsal of a scene in Mongopolis. On stage, some characters are chosen to live, and some to die.
In that moment, everything broke down. Some cried. They said, we never want to leave this situation. And I spoke very, very long with them that it's not that now come people like in the fascism and say, you are handicapped, you have to die. No. But they recognized that this all treated the possibility that people are selected. They understood. They also trusted me that we do a good job when we show this.
Rambazamba continues to challenge actors and theatergoers. Klaus Erfurt has just celebrated 50 years in the theater with an award from the mayor of Berlin. Gisela Höhne is finishing the script of a new play about refugees and global warming. And the actors, as always, are ready for their world, the stage. For NPR News, I'm Susan Stone in Berlin.